afternoon, and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, we thought last weekend about it, something being wrong with the weather. Boy, what a difference a week makes. Hard freezes all across the all across South Carolina this week. So, the weather here can change in a hurry, and, you know, you just have to be ready for it. But anyway, it is another edition of On the Roads, and this time we're on the back roads with Woods and Water, South Carolina. We are actually at the Palmetto Shooting Complex in Edgefield, South Carolina. The Palmetto Shooting Complex is the shooting mecca for South Carolina. It's in conjunction with the National Wild Turkey Federation. And I'm sitting here in the beautiful pavilion. There's probably 50 or 60 kids and families and adults. There's roughly 200 kids out on the course right now shooting. So I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it sounds like a small war is going on and has been all day. Somewhere around 60,000 shots and 60,000 clay targets will be thrown. Probably more than 60, probably 62 or 65,000, depending on how many times a shooter wants to see a clay at a station before they have to shoot it. But it's great. It's I think they had 630 kids show up today. There are families here. There are brothers and sisters here. They're tailgating out here. There are tents set up, and they are cooking food, and it smells great. There are football games breaking out. They've had three rounds of kids shoot today. I think they had a round about 8:30, had another one about 11, and then the last one took off about 1:45. So it's, but boy, I tell you, it's just great to see all these kids out here. And let me tell you what, there's a lot of girls out here shooting. And I was out on the course earlier watching some shoot, and let me tell you what, there's some girls out there that can sure smoke some clay pigeons, let me tell you. And it's good to see. But, you know, you got seniors, juniors, you got a middle school course going on. They're shooting three different courses today. So it's a big deal. Nickel Store is here. Haybo Clothing is here. And, of course, the Department of Natural Resources is a major player in this. It's their Scholastic Sporting Clays program. And, as a lot of times happens, you have to rearrange things. So we've had to rearrange some guests and all, and we actually won't be hearing from Brett, who oversees the Palmetto Shooting Complex. Had a team show up and needed someone to go around the course with him, so he volunteered to be their coach in this one, and that is a whole lot more important for those kids to be out there shooting than for him to be here on the radio station show with me. But we've got a good one. We've got a senior. Patrick Mills is going to join us after 3:15. He has been shooting this since he was 7 years old, sporting clays and shotguns and all. So senior this year, and it's probably a little bittersweet because he told me a minute ago this is his last shoot as a high schooler. It'll be interesting if he carries it on through college or not. And there's a couple of kids here that have graduated who are shooting for other teams. Clemson has their shooting team here in their booth. And then we're going to have Jim Goller, who is the executive director of the Harry Hampton Memorial Wildlife Fund. He's here, and we'll talk to him. And then Captain Billy Downer is going to join us at 3:45. He is kind of over this whole Scholastic Sporting Clays program. And it'll be a real informative segment for those of you who like to shoot shotgun sports, who kids may be wanting to get involved in it. That will be your segment to find out what it takes to be a part of all this. And, man, it is fun being here. But anyway, on the back roads with Woods and Water, South Carolina, my name is Roger Metz. I'll be with you here for the next hour or so. And hope you enjoy the show. As always, we try to get in the calendar of events. It is always sponsored by Visit Anderson and Green Pond Landing and Event Center. And I wanted to get this out early. It's not until April the 8th or 9th, which really just 5 weeks off or so. The 2017 Palmetto Campout participant, if you've never been camping, I guess you could term this Camping 101. This is for you. You can go down to Sesquicentennial State Park in Columbia on April the 8th, the 9th, and you can stay overnight with a park ranger. Spend your day participating in great activities, learn cooking, camping secrets to make every trip more enjoyable. We'll provide you a tent for your family to use for the night. So really, you don't have to have anything to go do this. It is a learn how to camp overnight stay. Entries are due by Sunday, March the 12th. So you got about a week to get entered. It's $50 per family up to six people, which is, face it, cheap. And there's an application form you can fill out and send in. You know, my family and I have never camped before. We've camped once or twice. We go camping once or twice. You know, they give you interest, biking, boating, hiking. So they can kind of tailor the program. But it's always one of those that comes up, and I'm thinking, you know, with the weather like it is and how nice South Carolina is in the spring, man, it's the perfect time to go camping. So anyway, April 8th and 9th, Sesquicentennial State Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Get a hold of the Department of Natural Resources or South Carolina State Parks and go learn how to camp. March 10th, Quality Deer Management Association is having their Lake Murray Branch Sportsman's Banquet. Doors open at 6. Dinner served at 7. Location is T&S Farms, 3500 Pond Branch Road in Leesville. If you're interested in getting involved with Quality Deer Management or looking for a chapter to join, you're down that area, perfect place for you to go. Tickets, singles are 40, couple 60, youth 15, youth 12 and under, no charge. Josh Rowland and Dave Penninger are your contacts. You can go to the Quality Deer Management Association and find more information for that one. Ladies, since we're on the camping and hiking thing, ladies of the Palmetto Trail, they're going to have a group hike, the Swamp Fox Passage, on March the 11th. It's a 6-mile hike. It is easy. That'd be a good way for you to get involved. You can meet at the trailhead. It's at Witherby Ranger Station at 10:30, or you can carpool from the PCF office on King Street in Columbia. You know, comfortable shoes, appropriate clothing, plenty of water, lunch and snacks. It's free for PCF members if you're a member of the Palmetto Conservation Foundation. It is $10 if you're a non-member. Payment can be given the morning of the hike, so you can just show up and go. And it's not the only one. They've got one coming up April 8th, Cedar Springs Mary Black Rail Trail. And May 13th, they're going to be biking the Lake Moultrie Dike. So, ladies, if you're out there and you want to get involved in the outdoors, perfect opportunity for you to do it with other ladies of the Palmetto Trail. This one's pretty cool. This one's not in South Carolina, so you'll have to forgive me for this one. But it sounded pretty good, so I wanted to get it out there. Quality Deer Management Association, Warehouse Sale and Field Day. They are located in Bogart, Georgia, which is not too far for you to drive from South Carolina. But Saturday, March the 11th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're having a warehouse sale, blowout day, below cost. They got rifles, compound bows, crossbows for youth, air rifles, knives, apparel, framed wildlife art, hunting gear, propane heaters, home decor, free hamburgers, hot dogs, and drinks. And they're going to have some speakers. John Guthrie from Georgia Wildlife and Dr. Joey Hinton from University of Georgia are going to be there talking. They're going to have a predator management class from 9 a.m. to noon, which is free of charge. Learn to manage predators and improve deer, turkey, and wildlife survival rates on your land. So, again, that's the Warehouse Sale and Field Day at the Quality Deer Management Association in Bogart, Georgia, Saturday, March the 11th. Henry Barnett, who's a friend of mine, passed along this. We're holding a Hunter Ed class on Sunday, March the 19th, from 8:30 to 5:30 at City Arsenal, 1210 Points at Highway in Greenville. He asked me to mention it, so I'm doing that. There's a flyer. And, you know, if you are born after January 30th, 1979, you do need a hunter education endorsement and must complete a hunter education course before obtaining a hunter license in the state of South Carolina. So, and it's a good course. You know, they're, you know, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock or so. And then he's got a couple more coming up we'll talk about later on. But if you need a hunter education course, this is one you can get involved in, and Henry's a great guy. So that's the calendar for this week. Hang on through the break. Mr. Patrick Mills just sat down here at the table with me, and you're going to get a firsthand account of shooting in this Classic Sporting Clays program. Hang on, we'll be back with more Woods and Water on the other side of the break.
You're just choosing me, and there is no one you can use.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, one of the goals I had when I I bought the equipment and decided to go on the road is, you know, I don't know if they heard it or not. Music sounded pretty loud on that. Let me go ahead and start that over. What I was saying was when I went out and bought the equipment to do live remotes, this was one of my goals, is to come be at events like I'm at today and talk to some of the people that are involved. And if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know, get involved, getting kids involved in the outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, sporting clays, trapping skeet, is just something that's the whole purpose of this show. And being here today, I asked Kim Leverich. I said, Kim, I said, I need a shooter. And do I have a shooter?
Yes, sir, you do.
I have a shooter. I'm joined by Patrick Mills. He is a senior at Newberry Academy. He shoots for their team. He also shoots for the 4-H Club. And you were telling me this is your last hurrah.
Yes, sir, it is.
How many years have you been shooting?
10.
All sporting clays, or do you do
trap
and skeet? Okay, trap and skeet, sporting clays. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I grew up on a 300-acre track farm. My dad owns a junkyard. We go deer hunting, duck hunting, anything in season, we're probably hunting it. He built a sporting clay course at our house.
Wow.
And he pretty much bought me everything I needed to start shooting.
Yeah.
And my parents are the coaches of our team.
Okay.
We have 28 youth members on our team.
Wow.
And we're about to have 30, I'm pretty sure, after this weekend.
Now, how long has your school had their team?
Since I went to school.
Since
there.
You, so 10 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. You're like one of the founding members, and you're
going to
be.
Sir.
How many other seniors are on the team with you?
We had two other members that were on the team, but they quit last year.
So you're the first one who's going to run the whole gamut and graduate?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's got to be good. Where are you going? What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm going to go to USC Aiken for 3 semesters or Piedmont for 2 years and go to Clemson.
Very good. Is that kind of like the bridge program?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And you're going to study?
Forestry.
Forest. You know, 30 years ago, that's what I was going to do. Forestry. How I ended up in accounting, I still don't have a clue. But anyway. Well, you know, so you've been shooting these a long time. I mean, you're bound to have a favorite shot. And being a hunter, you know, I was down here and shot this course last September and shot both the north and south courses. And I tell you, as a hunter, you look at some of these and you're like, oh, I've seen that so many times in the field. I've seen that duck come down and land like that. That quail has gotten up and blown. But some of those shots out there, just you don't see those when you're hunting.
No, you don't.
And they're obviously there to test those of us who are so used to hunting shots. What's your favorite shot on a sporting clays course?
A low crosser.
A low crosser.
About like a teal coming in across the swamp.
Yeah. Left to right or right to left, doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. See, I like the ducks. I like the ones that are kind of fading in from high up and coming in. Or the quail, the one that's going like straight out in front of you. Those are always the fun ones. Well, what kind of gun do you shoot?
12-gauge Cesar Guarini over and under. It's made in Italy.
It sounds expensive.
It is.
I'm sure you didn't start out shooting that.
I started out with a Beretta 391 20-gauge.
Okay.
Youth model.
I got you. Now, is gun you shoot now 12 or 20?
12.
12? Do you ever think about, well, I guess in competition, I don't know. I'm old and I started out 12 gauge and now I'm kind of 20 is about all I shoot. Do you think there's any disadvantage to shooting a 20 in competition over 12, or do you think it's all in the hands of the shooter?
It's all about the same. It's all in your head, really.
Really? And what gets into your head? On a sporting clays course like this, when you're shooting around, what'll get in your head and really mess with you?
They're deceiving. They could be shot either way because it's two targets, and some are crossing, some are incoming, and you could do it either way. You can shoot the left one first or the right one first. And they're all about the same difference when you come down to it.
All right. Are you one that shoots a bird before it gets to a tree, or are you going to let it wait until after it passes the tree?
I shoot about as fast as I can.
As fast as you can. You're an instinctive shooter then.
Yes, sir.
You don't like to think about it too long. You like to up and shoot it when you can see it.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Obviously, you told me your mom's a coach for the, so this is a family event for y'all.
Pretty much.
And how many of these events will y'all go to a year?
About every youth event in South Carolina that they
really?
Have. Really? 4-H, SCDNR, and Scholastic Clays.
Wow. Is it always pretty much a family event?
Pretty much. Sometimes my mom and sister can't come because my sister has other sporting events she has
right.
to go to.
And how old is your sister?
13.
Oh, wow. I know my oldest daughter has a a budding 13-year-old home she's putting up with, too. Now, obviously, you hunt. Everything. What's your favorite thing to hunt?
Ducks.
Ducks. Y'all get ducks down here?
A lot.
We don't get them in the upstate. Your swamp has ducks.
We have a swamp about 10 minutes from my house, about 30 acres.
Uh-huh.
We kill about 50 wood ducks a year. This year, we killed a mallard and two teals out of there when I went.
When you went. That's pretty good. We don't have ducks in the upstate.
Nah. Not much up there.
No, not much up there. What about Sporting Clays got you going? I mean, you're 7 years old. Is it just something your dad did and you're like, I want to shoot a shotgun? Or is it, take me through what brought you into the sport?
It's something that your family can do. You can meet friends that last a lifetime. It teaches you gun safety, which is very important now.
Right.
And it's just something to do on the weekends.
You made a lot of friends doing this?
Numerous.
I've got a daughter that shoots the archery in school program, and that's pretty much team. You know, you're always competing, and usually it's like regional, state. Having a lot of shoots like this, you see the same people at every shoot. So is there a lot of cross-team friendships made? I mean, you see people that you shoot against a couple, three times a week, year?
We shoot with another kid here named Carson Price. He comes and shoots at our house sometimes, and we go shoot events with them, like adult shoots.
Right. Now, is he on a team here this
weekend?
He's
here today. Rocky Knoll Sporting Clays, he's here.
Now, are y'all pretty comparable shooters?
We shoot about the same.
And what do you shoot? I mean, on an average day, what do you shoot?
High 80s, low 90s. Today, I shot a 90. Last year at this course, I shot a 98.
You shot a 98 at this course last year?
Out of 100.
Wow. That's pretty cool. When you guys come to these things, of course, you got to have your own gun. Everybody required to wear glasses.
Yes, sir. And hearing protection.
Hearing protection. What do you use for hearing protection?
PSE.
Okay.
Shooting protection, ear covers, and they sell glasses. They go around to some of the shoots. It's an older man and older woman.
Okay.
Her husband does gun work, and she does earplugs and sells glasses.
Really?
And they drive a camper, go everywhere.
So all of y'all are like grandkids then?
Just about.
You got a kid out there who's thinking about getting involved in this. Now, obviously, you got a nice shotgun and all. You can really start out of this with just your off-the-shelf Remington 1100, couldn't you?
Anything. As long as it holds up.
As long as it holds up. And that's the big thing is you're shooting 100 rounds every time you come to this. Now, how many rounds do you shoot when you practice?
100. We shoot 100 at my house. My dad's built a 8-station sporting clay course at my house.
That must be nice.
It is pretty nice to go out. Just ride on the golf cart or the four-wheeler out there and do it.
How many times do you shoot there?
We do practice every Sunday, just about from 2 to 4.
2 to 4 on Sundays. Get back from church, eat lunch,
and
go
grab
shoot.
And go.
What a way to grow up. That's only in the South can you do that, though. You got a kid out there who would like to get involved. What would you tell him?
Come out and try it. See what it's all about.
I guess you have to be a member of a team to be in this, or is this one here an open? Is that open for anybody, or is it all team-oriented?
I'm pretty sure this is team-oriented.
Team-oriented.
Somewhat. I don't know about that. You'd have to ask Miss Kim.
Yeah, Miss Kim. So you can tell a Southern boy when he says Miss Kim and not Miss Leverage.
Miss Kim actually has been hunting in my house before.
Oh, she has? I don't know. That could be a little bit of a insider information there, Miss Kim Leverage. Your last shoot.
Yes, sir.
You got a little bit of... Are you excited? Are you kind of sad it's all going away?
Well, it's not really my last one.
Well, you got 4-H shoots.
I got the 4-H season, and then Mr. Rick Wheeler, which is standing right there, he's going to take me to 4-H Nationals in Nebraska this year.
Oh.
I won Nationals when I was in 2010.
Okay.
When I was in fifth grade, and I was first in the nation then.
Wow.
We went to Illinois, somewhere in Illinois.
Yeah.
And shot for a week. And that was terrible.
You shot for a week?
Shot 3 cases of shells in a week.
Ow. That's shoulder-hurting territory right there.
Yeah.
My goodness. So it's in Nebraska this year. When you say you won Nationals, you beat out everybody else in the United States.
My team won.
Your team won.
A 3-man squad.
Okay.
And then I won as an individual in our division, which was a rookie, like fifth graders and under.
Okay. That's impressive.
And I beat most of the seniors that year.
Very good. Very good. Well, what, when you go to Nebraska this year, are you going with the team and then as an individual again, or are you just going by yourself?
He picks multiple kids from across the state to go.
Okay.
And you have to apply for it. It's four kids, I think. Pretty sure it's four.
So it's like a best of.
Yeah, best of four. And you send an application with two or three letters of recommendation and all that, and they'll pick it.
And that goes to a selection committee or something, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Well, that is pretty cool. Wow. I'm sitting beside somebody who's a really good shot here. Won nationals is a...
Anytime you want to go shoot, we'll go shoot.
You know what? I'm going to have to take you up on that.
I'll take you.
You'll take me? I'm a 20-gauge man. Is that okay?
I'll shoot my 20-gauge. I have a from 410 to 12 all the way in
now
my
gun. See, this is getting pretty bad because now he's coming down to my level. I was hoping to say, yeah, you shoot your 20-gauge, and I could say, well, I'm shooting a 20-gauge. That's why I didn't shoot as good. He just took that off the table for me now.
Well, for a while, I had to shoot 20-gauge because my dad didn't order any 12-gauge shells from the person he normally buys them from. And then I just got 12-gauge shells back, so I had to start shooting my 12-gauge barrel.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Well, 10 years of doing this, you going to come back next year and see some of these shoots? Come back and see some of your
friends? I'm already
a
junior coach, basically.
Well, there you go. He's ahead of me on that one.
They make me go around with some of the kids sometimes.
Yeah.
The hard part about it is we've had so many kids on our team that we don't have enough coaches because for every three kids, you have to have a coach.
Okay.
So we try to get some of the parents to take the coaching classes and all that.
I gotcha. So you're going to be a junior coach. That is that's pretty impressive. Do you see a lot of growth? Do you see a lot of young kids coming into this thing over the time you've been in here?
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Most of them that are here have started about when I was, or a little bit older, about fifth grade when most of them start.
Fifth grade. That's great. What a and this facility, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Patrick, I appreciate you coming on the show. Good luck next year, and maybe I'll see you around as a coach next time.
Yeah, and we'll go shoot around.
We'll go shooting. Thanks, sir. Well, there you go, folks. Appreciate him doing that. Hang on through the break. We're going to talk to Jim Gollum with the Harry Hampton Wildlife Fund next. I'm going to quit jumping the gun on those fade-ins and fade-outs. I can't exactly tell when I'm on these remotes when the show starts and when it ends. Again, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I'm broadcasting live from the Palmetto Shooting Complex, the National Wild Turkey Federation. Absolutely gorgeous day. It was kind of cold this morning. And I saw a lot of people wearing gloves and scarves and stocking hats. But it's about 60 degrees out here now. And just a beautiful day. Got some buds coming up off the trees. Appreciate Patrick talking with me the last segment. If you're interested in youth sporting clays, get involved. If parents, you're out there and you think you got a kid that wants to shoot this, you know, you got to make the effort. You got to put in the time like all these other parents have down here. If you go to any, pretty much any Department of Natural Resource function, you will see on their banners the Harry Hampton Wildlife Fund. And I'm sitting here with Jim Goller, who's the only employee. Does that mean you're the boss, too?
Well, I guess I'm my own boss sometimes, but I've got a board of directors.
Okay.
They take care. They watch over.
Okay, all right. But you'll see the Harry Hampton name across a lot of things. And Jim and I were sitting here talking, and, you know, a lot of people don't know about Harry Hampton Fund, where it came from, where it's been, and really the amount of money that's given to the Department of Natural Resources over the years, and then scholarships. If you're out there, you got a kid that's, you know, looking towards being in the outdoor industry, the biology side or whatever, they got a lot of scholarships. So, Jim, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's been, a year or so since you've been on?
It has, Roger, and I appreciate you hosting this and being here at the Palmetto Shooting Complex. What a great venue.
Oh, wow. I mean, look at that woodwork up there.
It's just tremendous.
And the fireplace.
Yeah.
See, that was a really popular place this morning,
I
the fireplace.
See
Jim, talk just for a few minutes about the Harry Hampton Wildlife Fund, how it came about, the life of it, and what you guys do, where you get your money from, and where you put your money, you know, to good use.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about how we started. Harry Hampton, a lot of people don't know who he was. They think we might be down in Hampton, South Carolina, but that's not true. Harry was a journalist
at
the state newspaper. He wrote a column named Woods and Waters. Similar to what you have.
A program note here. I did not plagiarize that name from Harry Hampton.
Anyway, Harry, in my mind, was South Carolina's first true conservationist.
Okay.
He lobbied and pestered and bothered the South Carolina legislature over the years, back pre-1950, to have the South Carolina Wildlife Commission formed. Before that, it was really no wildlife department.
Sure.
In 1950, the commission was formed. That evolved into the Wildlife Department that we once knew, and now the Department of Natural Resources is this next progression in evolution. But Harry was quite dry. He's written a couple of books, Woods and Waters being one of them.
Okay.
But he was a very colorful character. He also spent a lot of time in Washington lobbying Congress. If you're in Columbia and you happen to go out into Congaree Swamp National Park, he lobbied Congress to have that created as a set aside as a national monument.
Okay.
So those two things, I think, tells the story of Harry and how he championed the environment. He was one of the first that advocated limits on wildlife, the taking and harvesting of wildlife, birds, deer, turkey, all of that, as well as fish. He was an avid outdoorsman, avid shooter. Harry died in 1981. The fund was created. Originally, the board was a group of people from DNR, the board that sits now and kind of governs DNR. But over the years, the Hampton board, we have 14 members statewide. We have three events that we raise our money from, two upstate banquets.
Right.
We did have one in Charleston. We're trying to kind of revive that. We have one in Fort Mill coming up on May the 11th, one in Spartanburg on May the 5th, and we have the annual Palmetto Sportsman's Classic, our 34th, coming up. I was director of that show for about 8 years while I was with DNR.
Okay.
I am a DNR retiree. But all the money that we earn from those events, plus we have, if you memorialize a particular family member and you want, if he was a hunter or a fisherman or outdoors person, he or she, people give us money for that reason. That's primarily our income.
Okay.
You mentioned what we had given DNR. We're very proud of the fact that we've given them over $3.5 million over the years. Scholarships are near and dear to our heart, to the board members' hearts. Matter of fact, I'm in the process now of opening about 150 scholarship applications from around the state. You have to be a high school senior, graduating a South Carolina school, and you have to stay in state and go to one of our South Carolina, you know, colleges, universities, or tech schools.
What are some of those scholarships? I mean, there's a list. Right. If you go to HamptonWildlifeFund.org, and having a college student, I know how important these scholarships are. What are some of the scholarships you give?
Well, one of the things we're real proud of, we just doubled most of our scholarships.
Okay.
They had been kind of mired in the economics of the program, and we're doing pretty well right now. We have the Hampton Fund scholarships, four-year scholarship, $5,000 per year, $20,000 value.
Wow.
The James O. Thomason, one of the few, if not only, journalism scholarship east of the Mississippi. James O. Thomason was a board member and also the South Carolina Wildlife Magazine's committee chair when he was on the DNR board. And that is a four-year journalism scholarship at $2,000 a year.
Okay.
Then we have the R.M. Gifford scholarship, which is for DNR students only, and it's a four-year scholarship.
Okay.
You have to be a son or daughter of an employee of DNR. We do that just to kind of help them
out.
Sure. Because we all of our money that we raise goes to DNR, and I'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
We also have the David M. Klein Scholarship, and David was very fond of law enforcement, was sat on the Law Enforcement Advisory Board, so it's a law enforcement forensics.
Okay.
As far as scholarship funds, we give about $46,000 a year annually.
Wow.
And very, very, very proud of that.
And I guess the board, you were talking about opening 150 scholarship applications. You don't decide that. The board helps
That's
you
right.
with that.
That's right. The board does that. I help out, and I kind of we narrow down.
Okay.
And we base on need. We base on their scores and their college boards and all of that,
okay.
like any scholarship program. But, again, we exist, really. Our charter is to assist DNR in funding projects they can't fund through regular state appropriations.
Which has always been a... I don't want to get political here and tick off the South Carolina legislature, but it's always been a thing.
It has.
Of DNR, they expect a lot of them. And but they always underfunded. I mean, between what y'all give them and Pittman Robertson money and Dingle
exactly.
Johnson money, I mean, that's I bet would make up probably half their budget.
That's true. That's true. And you know, we have recently begun a grants program in Hampton Fund to try to get additional monies for DNR. As a matter of fact, we just I opened a check yesterday, $8,000 from a South Carolina based granting endowment. For the Coastal Discovery Program at the Marine Center in Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the things we do, like Coastal Discovery, mm-hmm. we bought part of the boat that they use in their teacher.
That's the Discovery?
Yeah, the Coastal Discovery.
The big pontoon. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
We bought the motors the first time
okay,
around.
All right.
we built a center down there. It's called the Harry Hampton
right.
Outdoor Classroom.
Right.
We do a lot of work. Like with Fort Mill, they retain some of their money that they earn at their banquet.
Okay.
And we do things out at the Greenway, like the Bruce Rush, one of our board members, the Learning Center out
right.
there is named for him. We contributed to that.
That's the Ann
Archery.
Springs Greenway
yeah,
in Rock Hill?
Ann Springs,
okay. Yeah.
Close Greenway.
Okay.
Yeah, our banquet's actually at the Dairy Barn
All
up
right.
there
All
every year in May. So
okay.
that's May 11th this year. We've built a artificial reef,
okay.
Bruce Rush artificial reef. Bruce was one of our board members that passed away. The Jocassee Gorges Visitor Center, we funded all of the exhibits and some of the other things there, renovations and so forth. We just, everywhere you go, like you said,
yeah.
and I appreciate hearing that,
yeah.
we consider ourselves to be one of the best kept secrets in South Carolina, but we don't like that. We want to get well known.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult. We are on Facebook.
Okay.
Please look us up. We're
on the
web.
Are you the face of Facebook for the Harry?
I'm every, unfortunately, I'm the only employee and my wife tolerates all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm getting up in years as a DNR retiree, but as long as the Hampton board will let me stay around, I'm sticking.
Well, I mean, you know, if they haven't fired you yet, you're obviously doing a pretty good job.
I hope so.
But what do you think about this? All these kids out here shooting like this and all.
I tell you,
obviously y'all are here and y'all are part of this. Are some of the awards that are given away, are they going to be from you guys?
Yeah, we give $16,000 in scholarships. That's separate from the 46 I mentioned earlier.
Wow.
So another 16 goes to kids shooting here. And Billy Downer, as you know, runs this program
right.
extremely well. I don't know how a man ever sleeps, but bam.
Bam. Well, Jim. Thanks for coming sitting with me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you more.
Enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Hang on through the break. More Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side. Back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We are on the back roads, really out in the back roads. I was talking to the guy that runs the Palmetto Shooting Complex, and he said there's only one other sporting clays range in South Carolina that is more remote than this one. But I appreciate them having me down here. You know, I asked them, I said, look, I'd love to come down and do a show from here. They were like, we'd love to have you. They set me up with everything I needed, table, chairs, the hookup, and you got to hand it to them for National Wild Turkey Federation, for the Department of Natural Resources, for really putting this all together and running this. And there's always a guy at the top, and that's Captain Billy Downer, and I'm waiting on him. He was up there a minute ago. I know they're getting ready to start scoring some of these things, so he may or may not be able to make it here and be on the show, but we will see. In the meantime, I'm trying to dig up. I had a couple stories here that I thought I had on the top of my stack of papers that I carry everywhere with me, but I can't find them right now. Well, stink. Always happens. He's here. I hear him coming. Here he comes.
Is this where we needed a table?
Have a seat.
I have no idea. Did you need a table for anything?
Good.
We're live.
I'm sorry.
He's got some stuff he's doing, but he'll be here.
Okay.
Have a seat, Captain Downer.
I'm good. I'm here. We're in.
It's a busy day.
It is a busy day.
Wow. And like I was telling you, folks, there's always a guy at the top or a girl at the top who's in control. And you, are you in control of things today down here?
We are in control. Absolutely.
I mean, to have this amount of kids running through here shooting 100 targets at how many, 10, 12 different stations?
You don't want to say the word organized chaos because it sounds like organized chaos. But honestly, these events, there's been so much effort by different groups, by DNR, 4-H, the South Carolina Youth Shooting Foundation. We do these events. We worked on safety. We put so much focus on safety. We talk to the coaches about safety. We teach the coaches about safety, who teach the kids about safety, who shoot with these kids day in, day out, and preach safety every day. They come here to the event. We have a safety meeting to talk to the kids about safety. We remind them about the things they need to be doing, watching the muzzle, very common safety concepts. And truly, these go off without a hitch. It's amazing. 630-plus registered for this event.
Right.
That was the largest event that's ever been here. Probably the largest youth sporting clay event that's ever been held in the state to date. But that is because of the efforts of, like I said, for what 4-H, what DNR, and what the Youth Shooting Foundation groups that support youth shooting clay targets.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked the south course. When I thought they were going to take off at 1 o'clock, I went and walked the whole south course. I was like, where is everybody?
They shot at 2. That's right. We moved it to 2. We had so many people here.
That's right. And then I went back and ran it again at 2 o'clock to see the kids shooting all. But there's a DNR guy at every station, or there's a couple of volunteers.
There are kids
out there working out.
Yeah, we have, for this event, we got 3 courses and 40 different trappers out there. So 15 trappers on 2 of the courses. That's 30, and then 10 trappers on another course. We try to have at least a DNR officer every other station.
Okay.
Which is, for our department, is tremendous for the public, for the shooters that are here, the families. It's a really unique experience to see a game warden in a different light.
Oh,
they're
not
checking your hunting license, your fishing license. They're out here helping your child shoot.
And I think that is, you have hit on something I think is incredibly important. I grew up in Chester County. My next door neighbor was Ken Fleming, who was a DNR officer from way back.
He was
a technician. And, you know, I grew up with him, not Mr. Green Jeans trying to find me. He was the one who started taking me hunting.
Right.
You know, we bird hunted. My dad didn't hunt. Ken had stepped in and said, hey, you want to go hunt? You follow along behind me and Lou, and we'll get some birds. And he has been that my whole life.
And that's what our goal is here. We've got officers here whose kids are shooting this event.
Sure.
Who are actually working. They're not getting to see their kids shoot.
Right, because they're working it.
Because they're working it.
Yeah.
And they have volunteered to do that.
Yeah.
So I can't say enough about the officers that come here. They put their whole heart into it. They smile. They help the kids out. They give them a high five. This is a competitive sport. Anything.
It is.
You take kids and put them on the floor playing checkers, it's going to get competitive. You do crossword puzzles, it's going to get competitive.
Might get physical.
Exactly. You get out here for sporting clays, it's the same thing. It's just like football, baseball, basketball. They're going to compete.
Yeah.
And it's about breaking targets, and they're counting.
They are.
These targets. And they know when they're missing, they get frustrated. But our officers do a really good job of keeping them pumped up. But you said something else. It's also about the volunteers we have here. NWTF has volunteers trapping.
Yep.
We've got the University of South Carolina Aiken campus here. USC Aiken's got their fledgling shotgun team started. They're shooting in the club tournaments just like Clemson's team is.
Right.
And they're shooting. These guys grew up shooting in our events, and they volunteered to come out today to trap for these kids behind them. I got great stories about that. We've got, you know, I talk about them all the time, and Player probably gets embarrassed. But Player Aston is one of the examples of this sport who grew up shooting in these foundation events, 4-H events, went to Clemson, was a part of the 2013 National Championship, the first National Championship they won as a shotgun team.
Wow.
And now he works for DNR as an officer, and he's out here trapping every year for these kids, whether it be skeet, trout, sporting clays. He's a great example for the kids to see, hey, this could be you one day.
Sure.
Just like you said, it's a different outlook, a different light on officers.
Different exposure.
Yep. And our director, Alvin Taylor, is here today.
Yeah.
That's one of his big goals is that our officers, he loves this particular event and venue because it puts our officers out there where the public can see them. And it's a whole different ball game. It's just positive. There's nothing negative from this.
Yeah. How old is the Clays program here in South Carolina? Not on the 4-H side, but on the DNR side.
Well, we started helping in about 2006 to get Sporting Clays going. It was Sporting Clays to begin with. Youth Shooting Foundation, South Carolina Youth Shooting Foundation, got with my predecessor, my old boss, and we started supporting it through our federal hunter education dollars
right.
to help. There's some dollars we get. It's very a limited amount.
Sure.
But it's for shooting sports. We got it going, and then about a few years ago, we decided to really pull away as far as DNR and do some different things because the sport was growing. And we saw a need. There's so many kids that can't afford some of the club events, the costs and things out there. So we pulled back, still supporting both. We support all the shooting venues out
yeah.
there. The
yep.
Youth Shooting Foundation, 4-H, we want kids shooting. I don't care where they shoot.
Right.
I really don't. But I look at our program as almost the PARD, the public recreation. We get you started. We get new schools started. We've partnered with 4-H to do the training using the National 4-H training model, which really works well. We get these new schools started. Again, our focus is on schools. I will say that.
Okay.
We do allow clubs and schools to shoot, but we're really trying to push school teams because we see the school teams really outlasting. If you get a school team started, they'll stick with it and keep going. And it's positive. We had one of our state representatives out here today, and he was amazed at all the kids shooting. He just didn't know there's this many schools.
And, you don't know. Unless you've been to one of these events, you're like, you see the Scholastic Sporting Clays, the
sure.
youth, the 4-H and all, but until you show up and you see, I mean, a traffic jam every time. I now know where the side-by-side market is.
Yeah.
The four-wheeler market is hunting. The side-by-side is this right out here.
Oh, your UTV market's right here. Oh, yeah.
Man.
It's not about the little small golf carts
no,
and the golf
not.
Course. You got to have a lift kit. You got to have it all. But we've got right now, we started in 2006. When
okay.
we started, the goal was to get 100 kids shooting. We have 100, 150 kids. People would say you're not going to get 150 kids shooting at Sporting Clays. Well, first year they had 150 shooting.
Okay. Goal
was 5-6 years ago, 300 at a Sporting Clays shoot was big. We got 600 here today.
Yeah.
Plus, we had 301 shoot trap at our event 2 months ago. I would have never thought we had that. Skeet, 271. State skeet and sporting, the state skeet and trap event, we had 360. 180 each day, which was took out of the opens we put together that were qualifiers. It's all growing. Kids enjoy shooting. They're trying to we want to expose them to all the shooting venues. But we've been doing this since 2006. Really, as a department, we've taken the program on from skeet and trap and sporting clays, doing all three for the last 3 years and seeing tremendous growth. These kids leave our program. Like we said, we get them started.
Sure.
And there's other venues. The South Carolina Youth Shooting Foundation has sporting
right.
clay events. If you want to do sporting clays, they run 5 events a year at least. You got 4-H that after our season's over, they can go shoot 4-H. They can go shoot the 4-H club events in March, April, May, and even into June. So we get them started. If they want to keep shooting, they can keep shooting.
I know, and we got about 3 minutes left. It's amazing how time flies on a show
yeah.
like this. You got some great sponsors that help you guys put on an event like this.
Well, and the sponsors for the big thing for us. This is our big deal. This program for us, I began a couple of years back. We started trying to do some scholarships. I said, you know what? Let's do some scholarships at our last event. And we did that with the Youth Shooting Foundation, started doing some scholarships a little bit. And people at first were, I don't know how it's going to work out. But I said, let's do it. We did it. And now to think this year we're giving away at our state skeet and trap and this the youth open here, total of three events, we've given out $52,000 in college scholarships.
For shooting shotgun.
For shooting shotgun. And not all it's about being the best.
Yeah. No.
Now, we gave away first, second, third, the top three male and female shooters at skeet and then at trap, same thing. We gave away $1,500 to each first, second, third. Here today, first, second, third. First will get $2,000. Second gets $1,500. Third gets $1,000. And then after that, we'll give away 21 scholarships just to, if you're here and you're a senior,
you have
a chance to be drawn for a scholarship.
Yep.
So just by we want to reward participation in Scholastic Clay Targets to help them further their academic career. And parents, it's like the Price is Right. They're running down. Oh, you know, I got 500. I'm a parent. I got a child in college. I know what it means to have $500,000.
You better believe it.
It's tremendous.
You better believe it.
So this program has been, it's been a lot of positives. Appreciate the coaches. I'll close by saying this. Our coaches, all the time they spend out there with these kids, practicing with them, getting their training done, keeping these kids straight, it translates to the classroom. These kids focus and that they have to learn to shoot well. The discipline they learn in shooting translates to the classroom. We see these kids getting better in the classroom. So it's positive all the way.
And you've seen that. I know I talked to Ryan Bass a lot about the NASS program. You see that in the NASS program. It's like
anytime you
expose these kids to responsibility, mm-hmm. they rise to the occasion.
Absolutely. It's been tremendous. Again, it's a good program.
There it is. Appreciate you stopping in, Billy. Folks, you know, this program is out here for you to enjoy. Get involved. As always, it's passed way too fast. We'll see you next week on More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Find a back road. Don't forget to make time to get out there, and don't forget the camera. Have a great one. I'll see you next week. I'm from Carolina.